Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West.
West, 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 west.
The winds are blowing slowly today.
Okay, Sour Patch Kids are in the wind.
there's a sour wind blowing through. This is our anime ranked, specifically anime series. We got a bug up my butt the other day, and I started thinking about the anime series that I've watched throughout the years, and I was like, I really want to talk about these, so that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're basically doing our top five with a couple honorable mentions, and so I'm going to go ahead and just pass it over to you, Patrick, for his honorable mentions.
Okay, I got a quick few honorable mentions here, one being Naruto. I feel like that's, no really explanation there as to why it's an honorable mention.
Because they destroy one of their main characters in it all the time.
Afro Samurai is another anime that I'll always love, but I don't want to put it in my top five just because there's other things in there. And then One Punch Man as well. This is one that I always suggest to everybody that's not anime fans and non-anime fans alike.
I'm going to ruin your day, but I actually don't really care for that series very much.
I totally understand, actually. It as a series baffles me as to how it is.
Right.
So that's just why I have to put it in there.
The worst part of it is the fact that I have, a small understanding of how working out works. Everything he says that he did, I'm like, you should be destroyed and your muscles would be fucked. No, it's like the one hurdle. I can get over people punching through walls and all this other shit, but I can't get over that.
That's one of my favorite bits about the series, is he's the most powerful person in the universe, and all he did to do that was 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and run 10 kilometers a day.
The one thing he said he did, he's like, even if I was in pain and it hurt, I still pushed through it. I'm like, no! That is not a work, no, don't listen to him. There should be a disclaimer at the top of the show.
It's funny, I've seen spatterings of the three of those. I've never seen One Punch Man all the way through. Naruto is too much.
I've never watched it all the way through, to be fair.
I have not watched it all the way through, but I have read it.
Yeah. And I remember watching Afro Samurai when it first came out.
I was about to say, there is only smatterings of Afro
Samurai.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's five episodes.
Which is great. I love, that's one of the things I enjoy about anime.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
cool.
What about you, Kat? What are your top three honorables?
So for me, we've got Saint Seiya, the new and old one, the original Sailor Moon, and then Sailor Moon Crystal.
Hey, I actually have Sailor Moon as one of my honorable mentions.
Whoa!
Sailor Moon Crystal I'm only partially through, but
that one's beautiful. And it actually follows
gorgeous.
The manga correctly. There's not his cousin shit.
Pat looks like he's hiding behind his collar here.
I liked the few episodes I remember watching when I was in elementary school.
You cannot watch Sailor Moon now. You just can't do it, especially since they came out with Crystal.
Does it not age
well?
No!
I actually dressed as Tuxedo Mask in school for Halloween in high school. I want to say it was my freshman year, which certainly tells you how the rest of my high school career went.
Well, I don't know if you guys know what Saint Seiya is either, but that one's actually
true. Isn't it an armor knight?
Yeah, so they go off the zodiacs, except there's a Pegasus in there too.
Doesn't Netflix pick that up?
Yeah, said there's a new one.
Yeah, new, and so the old one, I don't know when that came out, but I've seen that one. I watched that one a lot when I was a kid, and I really liked that show because all the badass armor's in it.
And then the new one is the Netflix.
That one's brutal too. I've seen four or five episodes of it. Yeah, it's damn. The first episode, a kid gets possessed by Hades, and a puppy dies. I don't even know what to do with that.
That's crazy.
I like how the puppy dies is worse than the kid getting possessed by Satan.
Yeah.
We're like, oh. A kid getting possessed by Satan, that's pretty bad. A puppy? A puppy, you say?
Yeah, exactly. That was basically what happened. I was like, he got possessed by Hades. The puppy's dead! The puppy is dead!
Yeah, he's over there and you're like, shut up, kid. The puppy just died.
Look at the cute puppy. Shh.
All right. We're still in our honorable mentions here. We haven't gotten to the meat of the show.
Sorry. Right.
My honorable mentions, the aforementioned Sailor Moon, Samurai Champloo,
ooh,
which, fun one for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody has any more to say about that.
It's excellent. Yeah. I've been meaning to actually go back and rewatch it recently. I don't know why. Yeah. Like,
I have a weird sunflower obsession, so that, like, plays into it, like, the samurai who smells of sunflowers.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the kid being possessed. I'm sorry.
The baseball episode is probably one of the best anime baseball episodes I think I've ever seen.
Like, yeah. Should watch the Dragon Ball Super baseball
episode. Like, the fact that baseball is so big in Japan that there's, like, dedicated episodes.
Dude, it's nuts. Like, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then my third honorable mention is Dragon Ball Z. I mean, woo! I was that.
Oh, that's awkward for me.
Do you have that? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll talk about it a little bit more later then, apparently. So, Patrick, do you want to lead us with your number five?
Excellent, yes. My number five is actually, it might be the most recent one, like, from anyone's list, but it's Kakegurui.
Oh God!
Yeah, Kat, I know you and I talked about it.
I watched I watched the whole season. It is very good.
Yeah, and they just I saw they just released season two on Netflix, which
I'm gonna destroy myself tonight.
Once I get the gumption to go through and watch
episode
that.
It's like the gambling students in episode two, they're gambling fingernails. Like,
it's one of those things that's like classic anime where you're like, okay, the stakes can't possibly be higher for like these games. Yeah. And then they're like, wait up, like, hold my sake.
You know what it kind of makes me think of? Speaking of honorable, like, since we just got done with honorable mentions, it's just like Yu-Gi-Oh! And they're like, let's make this more adult.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of the same kind of, like, looks and stuff, except they're crazy. And they're gambling fingernails over card games. So, you know, hey.
And lives.
And lives,
you know, it's like, by halfway through, they start, like, there's the chick that plays, that's, like, addicted to Russian roulette, essentially.
That was the most disgusting
and
part of that.
That's only halfway through, like, the show is, like, when she plays her, the main character plays her. And you're like, well, obviously the stakes can't get any higher now because they're just gambling their lives. Right. And once again, it's like, wait a minute. Hold my sake.
Yeah, this is definitely, you're going to hear this a lot today. This is out of my wheelhouse in terms of content. I've heard about it. You guys have talked about this before.
So, Andy makes fun of me on a constant basis because apparently all the animes I watch are booby animes. I'm like, name an anime that's not a booby anime.
I'll hit one later. I will hit one later. I swear to you, one of my five is not a booby anime. Cool.
Yeah, no.
What are your things? Like, what is it that draws you to it?
It's just insane. It's just the intensity, the insanity. Like, it's such good, it's such well put together, like, ideas that it's not like a lot of anime, like, really walks the edge between being too much and, like, not enough. And this pushes the line further. It's not like it is too much, but it makes the line for being too much, like, high.
They're like with a marker scratching in your line.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just cutting into the paper at this point.
Like, the line is right there, and you see it, like, shittily crossed out in marker, and there's another one drawn above it.
That's awesome.
What about you, Kat? What's your number five?
Mine's actually Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Really?
I love that show so much. I've watched it three times. That one's so damn funny.
Now I see what Andy means about booby animes.
Yeah, I know. It's great. She's like, why do you... Like, so basically what happens is a dragon, a chick who ends up being drunk off her ass, who thinks it's a dream, actually rescues a dragon, and she changes into a maid and says she'll be her maid. And oh my god, it's so damn funny. My favorite episode is the Christmas one where they throw the pageant, and it's like... And they have another dragon shows up, and he ends up becoming like an otaku and stuff. It's so damn funny because there's like magical girls, and it gets nuts. Yeah,
I've only seen a few episodes, to be honest, but like from what I understand, it's essentially a show that's built around the plot of someone becoming a French maid.
Yeah, it's so funny. I remember watching it originally and I couldn't stop laughing.
All right,
I'm not gonna eat your tail meat.
It's just as ridiculous as it is. You might talk about the line of too much.
And then you have It's kind of cute because they end up becoming a family because another younger dragon shows up.
Aww.
It's funny. It's really funny because she originally hates her, and then now she loves Miss Kobayashi, and she doesn't like, oh my god, I can't think of her name now. The one who originally shows up first. Yeah, it's funny. That show's so damn funny.
Cool, cool.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that one, once again, out of my wheelhouse.
Well, what about something in your wheelhouse?
Oh, Matt? Yeah, something in my wheelhouse. All right, so my number five is Trigon. I'm old. You're going to, as we go through this list, realize how old I am.
Anime used to be different back in my day.
Wow, right? It's like, there's over 30 episodes in your series? What kind of nonsense is that shit?
Yeah. Boruto, get off my lawn, Boruto.
I'm sorry. Is Sasuke and Bakura gonna go say Boruto? Anyways.
So this was the first experience I ever had where, like, the tone of a series was completely different from beginning to end, and that expression of tonal shift. I think it's interesting for me, I like going on a protagonist that I didn't actually like initially and then grew to love. It's an odd thing that's a Wild Wild West futuristic sad story set in an action film or like an action setting with your lead character who's trying to use non-lethal force, but everybody's going after his bounty because of how much he's destroyed in the past. This is one of those things for me. It was all about style, style, style. It's so expressive. It's energetic. And there's levels of cartooning in here, and the whole, like, the concept of the lone wandering gunman was always, like, really interesting to me. It was also one that I went back and looked at the manga afterward because of how the stylistic choices were. They drew me so heavily into it. Also, and I will talk about every single one of these, the theme song. Oh my god, I love the theme song of this. Such a high energy 70s rock, no lyrics. The gun blast is like part of the music. So good. I was jamming on my my notebook this morning when I was re-listening to the theme. So I love Trigon. I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but
I've seen a few episodes. I feel like that's probably gonna be my answer for most of these. Right. I've seen like the first three episodes because I worked as like an anime freelance writer for a long time, so I had to watch a lot of things.
See, I watched this on VHS. So yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. Also, I think that's funny that the story is basically two insurance employees trying to stop Ash from causing more damage. So like that's your really big like premise.
The framing of it? That's interesting.
The $60 billion double dollar man.
Space westerns, man. They're great. Yeah. Like it's such a limited genre, but like almost every property that falls within that is just iconic.
Good. Yeah. I love futuristic space stuff. So
mm-hmm. Space westerns.
Space westerns. All right, what's your number four?
Okay, so number four for me has to be Baccano.
I don't actually know.
I don't know why I love this so much. It's not really like famous or big, but like it's very short. It's 13 episodes, I want to say. This is one that I always have to watch dubbed because it takes place in New York in the 20s, and so like the accents definitely do a good job with the English actors with the accents, which gives it so much more of a je ne sais quoi. Essentially, the plot is that it's like it's out of order, non-sequential, and it jumps back and forth between 1932 when three different gangs are trying to rob the same train of different things. And
I did not find the one you were talking about.
I'm looking at it as well. It's a
B-A-C-C-A-N-O. Yeah, which is not a Japanese spelling. It's actually, like, a sound effect.
Oh, nice.
Because they love sound effects. And
there it is. I was like, okay, we're not talking about girls on motorcycles. So that's
and I'm usually not into stuff that's this, like, brutal and pulpy, but it is just, there is some of the craziest things going on in here. And it's great. This is one, once again, that I suggest to non-anime people because it's short. And it's not like any other anime I've seen because it's very, like, it's mafia. Cool. It's a mafia story.
Mm-hmm. Artwork looks awesome. So.
Yes, art is great. It's very kinetic. The reveals that they do throughout it is great.
Apparently they have the English subtitled ones on Hulu, if anyone's curious.
Do they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I prefer it in dubs, but...
If you have Funimation, they have the English dub on there. on their paid for service, which I have.
Yeah, this is one that I always get. Make sure that if I'm showing it to somebody, I show them the first four episodes because it's a little bit slow in the beginning, but then by like episode four, everyone is like, "What the is going on? I need to see this."
So the rule of thumb I usually have for most animes is I give you three episodes.
Cool.
That's normally what it is.
Three, it's definitely speeding up, but there's like stuff that happens in four specifically for this show that is like just absolutely insane.
Light novels that you originally is what I'm reading.
That's how most animes start, as light novels, so I'm not surprised. Anyway.
Cool. Apparently like 20 of them.
Your number four?
My number four is going to be Attack on Titan, because that one is, you're like, alright, this is, okay, so giant, weird-looking things that eat people, wait a minute. So, for me, I've read some of the manga, and then I have also seen, I haven't seen the new season yet, because I originally watched it dubbed, and now I can't go and watch it subtitled that, and I can't. I watch the majority of my animes dubbed because I cannot sit and just watch TV anymore. It's just not a thing I can do. Like, I sit and read while I watch TV sometimes. So I need the English in the back, plus I usually do other little random things while I watch TV, so...
Multitasking.
Yeah, so I haven't seen season 3 yet, or the end of season 3, but I think I just read... I saw the other day that season 4 is going to be the last one, so...
Spoilers, are the Titans humans?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically,
not all of them though.
The majority of them are. So like, I know, I don't know.
At least the special ones.
Is it the first half of the first half of the third season? You find out. You learn how they're created.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I was freaked out the first couple episodes I watched of this, and I was trying to watch it with my wife, and it was like, this was difficult. I want to watch it, but I don't know how long I can live in like depressive stuff like this for too long.
Oh, it's really difficult. It really is. They have like random comedic breaks, but the majority of it is life is pointless, and you're like, Dale.
As a fan of my number one, I feel like this seems to veer into like wanting to be in a similar territory.
So the big thing with that, with this one, I would say is though, is just. I like it. I usually, with animes, I'm like, oh, look, my heart's on the floor and you stomped on it. Oh, okay.
I really want to like Attack on Titan, but I was just talking earlier about getting too pulpy and bloody. And
yeah.
It definitely is hard.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. You just, like, smears of people. I think in the first episode, when they come back, her son is dead and they hand her an arm and that's all they had left.
Oh, that's lovely.
This shit's brutal.
Sorry, Kat. I like that you like it, but I
sorry.
Really watched way too much of that show that I didn't want to.
So for me, I think this year, or the next one, season 4 is its last season, so I don't know if it'll actually, if the manga's ending to it. I would assume not, but...
Okay.
Interesting.
Cool. I mean, we'll suggest it, but yes, it is extremely, it's gross.
Okay.
I'll fully admit that.
Sorry to cut you off, but Matt, can you please take us out?
Yeah, I'm going to go into the realm of cyberpunk here. My number four, Bubblegum Crisis Tokyo 2040. This is a remake of a series of OVAs back in the 80s, and this is done as a full series. It's a cyberpunk society where most of labor is being done by boomers, which is just a fancy word for robots created by a specific company. It's really like a story that's the dangers of technology and the dangers of big business having too much control. It's about the Nightsabers, a group of ladies in badass armored hard suits, and they are fighting the boomers that go rogue. It really tackles like the differentiation of the wealth of society, so how many different layers there are. This has my favorite anime theme ever. It's called You Know by Yu Asikawa, who plays Pris, one of the lead characters. And a fun fact about the series is that all of the episode titles reference songs. They're all either album references or song titles themselves. Really, like, it's into 80s rock pretty heavily. It's a great, great cyberpunk show. But yeah, it deals with some really crazy, like, tech stuff.
That's interesting. Because it's always, I always find it interesting when robot themes use that, because that's the first actual... Robot is the Czech word for slave, or it's like robotna. or something like that. But that was like the first appearances. Like, they're always used for stand-ins for like the workers. Yeah, sorry, Kat. Yeah. But yeah, I always love it when they kind of use that metaphorically, because that's perfect for robots were created for.
Yay!
Yay!
Cool.
Anywho. Well, I guess with that, let's get into number threes here. So, my number three is Death Note. Bum, bum, bum.
See, I had a hard time with that because it should have ended halfway through the script.
It should have. When, not to get into any spoilers here, but I think it's season two. Or kind of like the second half of season one.
Yeah, it's like the second.
It does take a huge turn, and it's necessary, I feel, to end the series plot-wise, but still, the first Light and L going after each other is just like a battle of wits that's unparalleled in any show I've ever watched.
Yeah, you feel like an invalid when you watch that.
That's like a great way to put it. This, like Attack on Titan or two, that are on my list of like things I want to watch, but I feel like I have to like heavy focus, you know, like actually pay attention.
Death Note. I've actually read Death Note a little bit too. That's hard.
and I always find it interesting when people try to make genius characters, because you kind of have to actually be a genius to write a genius. Uh-huh. And these geniuses are genius. Uh-huh. Like, they're master plans that they each create that are like, take like episodes like to play out.
It took a season for his plan to play out, basically.
Yeah, then there's like plans on plans. Yeah. It's like, you think, like, this mini plan is, like, the overall plan. Yeah. He's like, it was part of my plan to make you think that that was my plan. And I planned on you planning that already.
I'm pretty sure the writer in that was, like, the dude, the meme we always see with the guy in the red just...
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one's really... one is... You have to pay attention to that one. That's actually one I cannot... I can't read.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what about you, Kat?
So my number three is Dragon Ball Z, and the majority of it just stands at the front of, because I can't actually watch the whole series anymore. There's so much filler.
It was, for me, this was probably the gateway drug. This was the one that I was sitting and watching.
This is the first one that was the first anime I ever watched as a kid.
Yeah, I was definitely...
And I didn't even know what it was, but it was cool.
The Toonami block, watching the Frieza saga over and over and over again.
I watched, the first one I got introduced to was when, the first episode when Raditz showed up.
Yep.
So, and that was... That was cool. I enjoyed that as a kid. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
This is also in line with like discovering the internet and trying to find videos of Goku turning Super Saiyan.
I
still look for those videos.
Yeah, but now it takes 2 seconds to look for those videos, not a day.
Yeah, I still remember playing Dragon Ball Z on the playground and you know, fighting over characters.
Sorry. Not as a kid, I'd have popped my veins doing that.
Oh god.
Oh god.
In my hands.
Bad times.
Right? Try not to give yourself a damn aneurysm.
Oh, man. That's funny. Right. What about you, Nat?
My number three is Cowboy Bebop. Which,
I'm actually kind of surprised. I guess I know. I figured it'd be one higher.
We'll get there. So I was horrified when this was first suggested to me, because I saw an image of Faye Valentine and I thought this was hentai. So I thought somebody was offering me porn. I was like, what are you doing?
You cannot watch so many animes I see nowadays, man, because there's one right now and I saw the perfect thing for it where it was like, I think it was like food and then hentai, and it's just like flipping back and forth. So I don't, you might be scared about a new anime.
Yeah, but this for me is the space western once again at its best. I also think this might have the best characters for like anything I've ever seen. Like, everybody's so fleshed out, the story's so sad, the ending is so final that it's soul crushing. This is great design and just of its time. It's so perfect. It's a world that's so realized and huge, you know. It's dealing with space travel and spaceships being an alternative to cars, but like both existing in the universe, which is kind of cool. This started my corgi obsession. I mean, my dog Einstein is named after Ein, the data dog. And yeah, I love a show that deals with identity and being honest with yourself. And the heart pumping jazz opening theme song Tank, which Patrick started singing earlier. Patrick's never even seen Cowboy Bebop, but you know the theme.
I've seen one or two episodes. I need to go through and watch it. It's not from a lack of trying. It's just that I haven't gotten around to it. But the original soundtrack by Yoko Kanno is one of my favorite jazz albums of all time.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And the music is part of it. You know, yeah. It's part of the story.
Yeah. I know when I go through and watch it, I'm going to be, like, singing along with every theme song, even though it's all jazz. I'm just going to be, like, vocalizing.
You could do a lot of hammering at the desk, right? Yeah. Like drumming. Hammering. Good Lord. Cool.
Yeah. All right, well, now it's time for number two.
Number two.
My number two, and this is mostly taking the original series, but also the new ones, is Foolie Coolie.
Foolie Coolie.
Foolie Coolie, number two. The original anime is about 6 episodes. You can get through it in one sitting. Me and my friends made a drinking game to it, if any of you listeners are interested.
Also, you will find this is FLCL most places.
Yeah, I was going to say this is like making a drinking game for Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Dead.
Well, it's funny because it's FLCL, so there's actually no L in Japanese. Like, they don't have that sound in their language, and like a lot of this plays on stuff that's untranslatable. Like, there's references to like sodas and candies that were only ever available in Japan and didn't even have like an American counterpart. I can't even describe this show, really. It's just,
can anyone?
It's a coming of age story that is as nuts as coming of age is.
Yeah. And as visually insane as anything that I've ever seen.
Wow.
Talking
about baseball episodes too.
Oh,
the
God.
Baseball episode, that's probably one of the best baseball episodes in anything. Just swing the bat. That's all you need to do is swing the bat.
TV-headed characters,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Kat, why don't you swing the bat for your number two?
So the hard part is I actually just remembered one, too, so I'm having some difficulties. So
number
ones might have to be split just 1.5 and 1. Anyways, okay. So Dragon Ball Super is my number two, and that's because it goes back to its comedy roots from Dragon Ball.
Mm.
Speaking of baseball episodes, they also have an 80s gag manga episode, and that is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I can't think of the character that they show that they put in that. She's like obviously famous in the Dragon Ball world because I think he meets her in Dragon Ball too. But that was Vegeta's literally like, how do we defeat this? Okay, 80s gag manga. There's a UFO in the sky, and I'm like, what the hell am I watching?
That's awesome.
So honestly, and the new movies they put out are super kick ass. I've never Broly's always been my favorite. Like DBZ villain, and the new movie is just phenomenal. So, and they talk about a lot of their Saiyan roots too. So it's really good. Highly suggest that one.
Can't wait to finish watching that.
So. I would. Yeah, it's great. You'll love it.
One of my favorite things. I get into YouTube holes of watching the voice actors in the studio.
Yeah.
The Dragon Ball Z.
I'm like, how do those dudes still have vocal cords?
Right.
I do not know.
Like the dude who does Goku, I don't know how he does it because he's been doing it for years.
And so. He does the full on, like when he's in the studio, you'd think he like was wearing the green suit for Goku.
Right. You gotta live in it sometimes.
Yeah, and God, you have to get that emotion out of there. Because it's, I'm like, it's so unnecessary, but necessary at the same time.
His name's Christopher Sabat, but he does Vegeta, Piccolo, and like a couple other characters. I'm like, I don't know how
really?
I don't know how you have a voice either.
Lots of screaming.
So much. Anyways.
Can't imagine.
Cool. All right, well, my number two is Rozafon. This was one of the Studio Bones like original productions when they first came out. This is the best mech designs I have ever seen. Hands down, no question. There's a weird influence of ancient cultures, specifically Mesoamerican cultures. There's this idea of ancient aliens, potentially, and it's something I've been obsessed with my entire life. There's this idea of the
aliens.
Right. But there's these Mulians, which are basically multi-dimensional invaders. It's sci-fi, it's mysticism, it's about finding oneself and finding the truth, government manipulation. It centers on two characters, one side of an event called Tokyo Jupiter, one on the outside. Dealing with time displacement. It's got these creatures called Dolems that are based on sound and music fused with technology. They use music. It's about art. It's about love. It is amazing. And its theme song hits me to my core. The theme song is Hemisphere by Maya Sakamoto. And literally, it's on my running playlist. It's something that when I listen to, I get emotional, and I don't like to be around other people. I don't even know what she's saying, like, other than reading the lyrics, but her voice tells me the story, and it's about finding something more than oneself. And you hear it, and you feel it, and I, yeah. Mm. Go watch Razafunk. It's unappreciated.
It's funny that you mentioned all the theme songs, because I constantly think American shows can take a page out of anime. It's just a two-minute-long, professionally produced, great song that's not just describing the plot of the show.
Right.
You know, it's always great.
It's about feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anime can take a point from some American shows sometimes that don't spoil the anime with the opening.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are we going to skip your number one so that we can...
Well, because I know that you have it as your number one as well, so yeah. We should probably let Kat go before.
All right, let's go. I can shoot through 1.5 and one.
Yeah, you're
1.5.
Yeah.
So 1.5 is going to be Fairy Tale. Mm. I've never had an anime where I actually like the filler of things, which is really weird. That show is hilarious. It's made me cry, which is impressive sometimes. And it's just a funny show. There's a lot of episodes. There's like 300 or something like that, so... I watched 120 of them while in college.
Jesus.
And working, so.
You crashed the 30 mark, I'm out. It's like.
By 270 is the last I knew about it.
Yeah, I watched a good bit of that. I can see why you like it so much. It's
so
fun.
Damn funny.
It's just a fun show.
Right?
Yeah.
The last one, the actual number one that I didn't think about till earlier, Akami Got Killed. That one is, damn. So, basically it opens up and you think it's going to be a fun adventure one. No. By the end of the episode, you're trying, what am I watching? What have I... And then, as I think it hits 20 episodes, I can't remember the exact number, yeah, I cried a lot. I still cry every time I watch it, even though I know what's gonna happen. I'm still like sitting on the couch. I'm fine.
Is Kami the name of one of the main characters or the main character?
Shit. No, the main character is that's not his name. I can't remember.
Because Kami is the Japanese word for God, so that's an interesting title. God.
So
got
the whole
killed.
Point, the whole point to that series is they are fighting an evil regime. And the whole of all the rich and all of the... Because you find out that the ruler is a 10-year-old boy and he's been subjugated to...
What's it called again? Kami?
Akami, a.k.a.
Oh, Akami.
Yeah, Akami got killed. And that's why I was like, that makes sense because you find out that the ruler is a 10-year-old boy and you find out the guy who's giving him his way to do things is actually... obviously horrible. So.
Interesting.
And I'm actually pretty sure Yang was based off one of the characters a little bit, too.
I thought you said Kami at first.
No, Kami. Yeah,
Kami.
A.
So.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Interesting.
Do it in strides. I watched it, like, I think, all in one night. Don't do that to yourself.
I won't do that with anime in general.
That one, especially, don't do that one.
Yep.
You guys just heard.
Well, cool. Our number one,
should we
man.
Say it at the same time?
Dude, the whole title?
Yeah. Neon Genesis Evangelion. Avan, I say Avon.
It doesn't matter.
Let's not get hooked up on that.
I mean, you guys can argue about that, that's fine.
This is a giant mech show about fighting abstract monsters called angels? Sure.
Or is it a giant mech show about fighting giant inner demons?
And your idea of the problems that you have as a human being human and connecting with other humans.
See, I'm really starting to think I know why I watch the booby animes. they're just funny.
This is, yeah, let's see. There's
definitely a lot of, like, not a lot of boobies, but there's definitely, like, plays towards those tropes.
Yeah, one is specifically about the lead character exploring his sexuality and whether or not what that means to him, or...
Yeah. Well, because this is a coming-of-age anime as well, essentially.
Yeah.
But it as opposed to Fooly Cooly, this takes the more dramatic approach to figuring out how to be a human.
Yeah. I had never seen anything like this before when I saw this. I've never seen designs of mechs that looked the way that they did in Eva. The idea of what the angels look like, they're the alien monsters that in some level are abstractions. I mean, there's one that's two pyramids stacked on itself, and that's, like, its image.
Yeah. And then there's one that's a human.
Yeah, there's one that literally is a human, yes. And that's another part of exploring Shinji's sexuality, is like, is he, does he have feelings for this other male human thing, angel stuff?
Yeah, yeah, and it's so interesting because, like, Asuka and Rei are such, like, stereotypically sexualized, like, characters, even though they're not.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, like, throwing themselves, and Misato as well, kind of, like, all, like...
Yeah.
This weird play between them. And,
there's, like, some Oedipal stuff, especially with Rei. Yeah. It's an exploration of how hard it is to be human, how to have human relationships. It's the dangers of science. It's the dangers of meeting your creator and what that means. There's this idea of instrumentality, about becoming one with each other and all being one. There's
the whole idea of, like, I am the Patrick that exists in Nat's mind, but I'm also the Patrick that exists in Kat's mind, and I am the Patrick that exists in my own mind, and all three of those Patricks exist at the same time.
Yeah.
You guys hear funny noises. It's me watching Mr. Kobayashi's Dragon, but I don't want to think anymore.
Well, here's the strange thing about this. This is over 20 years old, and it's what it is about and how the story progresses is still up for debate. Like, there's different theories about what is occurring, whether or not the machinations behind the scenes, who's in control of what, and what is it that their goals were. Also, once again, we're talking about anime themes because I have to. Cruel Angel's Thesis by Yoko Takahashi is a Japanese gospel song sung by an angel telling your lead character to be a bigger thing in the world. Now, what angel is singing to him, I have no idea, but the fact that it's a cruel angel means something.
Yeah, and then
was he saying Lucifer?
the closing theme as well.
Fly Me to the Moon. Oh,
covered,
man.
Frank Sinatra covered by...
and it's different karaoke versions of Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah, they do a bunch of different ones, too.
Which, unfortunately, Netflix did not get the rights to use, makes me sad.
It just got on Netflix. I need to go back. This is one that I can rewatch endlessly.
See, that's the weird thing is growing up, too, and you realize that how much of the music you missed because America couldn't get the rights to the music, and now when I watch them on Funimation, they usually have the rights to all the music.
This one's nuts. This is one of those shows that went through hell in its development and its localization, like everything.
So it's so interesting because, like, the last two episodes, you can tell they have no money to make.
And that's debated now too. Like, that's a debate about whether or not that was the initial vision or that was a result of the
really.
So, like, yeah, that's the thing.
Because it's perfect. Like, that's what I always loved about the story, that they ran out of money because the last two episodes are...
an abstraction. They're not like...
But they're so perfectly done. Like, yeah. If you talk to anybody, it's the last two episodes. They're not even animated. They're just live pictures of the streets of Tokyo.
A bunch of scribbles and people cheering about going to get lunch. It's like, it's fucking
insane.
Yeah,
like, oh man.
Well, and it's spawned sequels / finishing films. It's, yeah.
So I feel like, and talking to you, I'm getting different... Yeah. I have a different idea, because I always thought the end of Evangelion movie tied into the original series, and the rebuilds were different, but not...
No, I believe that end of Evangelion and Death and Rebirth are the second part of the story, and that rebuild is the third part of the story, or fourth, depending on where you put the manga, because the manga seems to hint at characters knowing each other before the events of the original series, even though the manga came second.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because most things, like we were talking about earlier, start as light novels, become mangas, and then become animes, but this did the reverse.
Yeah. It's a crazy bit of storytelling, and it's definitely one of those things that changes over time the more you watch it, and it's brilliant and beautiful and fucking weird.
Yeah, and it forces you to consider, like, religious and social implications. Like, you can't just passively watch this show. It is like, you think about this now.
Yeah. The Hedgehog's Dilemma.
That's right, yep. Audience. My booby animes are looking pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a point where I'm like, I don't want to think anymore. And now I started reading comics, and I'm like, I extra don't want to think.
Yep. This one is definitely like, think or I will kill you.
Think or die in your thoughts.
Alright, well, gosh, before we just gush on and on and on about it, I think we should probably sign off.
Alright, everybody.
Very well then.
Bye!
Bye.